On the back of the place here, right here, where my little shop is now, they used to smoke hams there. He hung them up and smoked them right there in the house. And that's what they made that. It looks like a garage, but it wasn't. He made it with the thought in mind of having a smokehouse right there. And it's got a rock, flat field rock.
Like this you walked on out there.
Just like that. And they took big sticks of hickory and just laid it right there on the floor. And
good old hickory.
And they'd soak it in water, so it wouldn't burn too quick. And get it hot right there and get it burning and smoke it right in the place here.
Before they did that, though, they would take hot water and wash all that salt off and trim off anything on it that didn't look right.
Yeah.
Then they would trim, they'd trim off the extra fat before they would salt that down, they went in the lard. But then they would wash that. Then they'd have these big brown paper bags. They'd smoke it very slow for several weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. I believe it was 4 weeks to smoke. And then they'd take it down and look at it real good. And then they'd rub it, some of them rubbed it with a cure on it.
Yeah, it's a brown kind of stuff.
And then you put in one big paper bag, and then you put in another big paper bag, and you hung it up, and that was your winter's meat, and it would last you clear on through to July.
Yeah, pretty good, too.
It molded a little bit, but the mold was all you had to do was wipe it off. It did not hurt it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you get your
but
home
they had
cured
boxes.
Hams.
They had these great big boxes. And they would where they salt them now. I can remember that as a kid.
What about bacon? Did you make your own?
Salt the bacon down and it take a lot of the fat off.
What do you come off of? What part of it?
Well, that's
the sides where the ribs,
the
belly part, all the belly part's bacon.
Oh, I see.
Sow belly.
Sow belly. What's sow belly? Now, I've heard that.
That's the fat part of the belly.
Okay.
It's all the front part, all the way down.
Yeah, they trimmed it out and it made it.
Of course,
and then bacon would be
where the ribs are. Where your ribs are here.
Yeah.
Well, the bacon's along that edge too. But you see, there some of those hogs weigh 350 pounds or 300. Remember, they were long ones.
Big long hog. Now he had his own sausage mill, and they take selected parts of it off and on, and depends upon if they got enough hams and what have you, and then they grind their own sausage here. He ground it and seasoned everything right there. And my brother's got the sausage mill over in Tennessee now, but they don't use it anymore.
It's a big electric
mill.
Big
deal.
But we had one before we ever got that electric. We had a hand grind that, and that was a slow process. Now, to the lard, they trimmed all the extra fat off. And I never did like the skin in my lard. I'd take the skin to itself, and we'd run that in the oven and make cracklings out of it. But we'd take this lard and cut it up.
You always get olive branch or something.
A small piece, about that big, square, all the way around.
Right.
And you put that in a big pot with a small amount of water and a slow fire so it wouldn't burn. And you just have a big old lard paddle and just stir.
Now, you're talking about an open black pot now.
So a big old black iron pot.
Just an iron pot. And you just put wood around it and built a fire, and then they'd put those in there and they'd usually somebody have a paddle whittled out, big long, like a boat paddle, and you stand there all day long.
Through, you'd be so cold, you'd run right coffee.
And that's what I'm talking about. I can remember when used to do that, and they had that little teepee built right there beside it.
It's
a windbreak.
Yeah, because it'd blow your fire
out. It was
so
cold. And they'd stand there and paddle, and then they'd separate it every now and then, and they got big stands.
Stands, yeah, lard stands.
10 stands of lard.
Uh-huh.
And we'd pour that off in there, and then it had lard.
We had a big old drainer that looked like a sifter thing, was all aluminum.
Round thing.
And you'd take your big, clean, pretty white, clean rag, usually feed sacks that were white, and you would open it out like this and fasten it around the rim of it, and then you'd take this up by a big stirrup full and pour it in there. Clear lard would run through the rag.
Right.
And then you'd have the prettiest cracklings.
And they'd
and
take
the
that.
Cracklings is that cooked fat with the grease out of it.
Yeah. They'd take the cooked fat part in the white rag, and then they'd fold the rag up around it,
and then
twirl it down.
Let
and
it drain good.
And they'd squeeze the rest of the oil out of it and let it drain out, and they'd sit there and drip the drain rest of that.
And then you stir up your good cornbread and take a couple of cups of that crackling and stir it through it.
Crackling bread. That's good.
If I was going to be here tomorrow, I'd have her come for dinner. We'd fix some. Could you come Friday? Well, yeah, you can, because you're going
to
be here Friday.
I'll have to. It's something to see.
Just come and eat a bite with us country style. Maybe you'd enjoy it.